This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez as we remember James Gandolfini. Juan?
Yes, well, we end today's show with a look at a lesser-known side of a well-known actor, James Gandolfini, celebrated for his role as mob boss Tony Soprano on the hit TV series The Sopranos. He died Wednesday at the age of 51. He was vacationing with his family in Italy when he died of a possible heart attack. The coverage of his death is focused mainly on his portrayal of Tony Soprano, a role that earned him 3 Emmys. He's also been recognized for his roles in films including Get Shorty, Killing Them Softly, and Zero Dark Thirty, about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. In a statement, Soprano's creator, David Chase, called James Gandolfini, quote, one of the greatest actors of this or any time.
But the news coverage has mentioned little about the more political side of James Gandolfini's work. In New York City, he was a beloved figure not only because of his acting on the stage and screen, but also because of his major support for community media. And while his fictional roles have received wide acclaim, he's received less attention for his leading roles in 2 documentaries about the ravages of war on U.S. soldiers. In 2010, he produced the HBO film War Torn, 1861 to 2010, about post-traumatic stress disorder from the Civil War to Iraq and Afghanistan. He also conducted a series of in-depth interviews with U.S. soldiers wounded in the Iraq War for a 2007 HBO film called Alive Day Memories, Home from Iraq. The film centers on the idea that the soldiers remember 2 key dates in their lives, their birthday and their Alive Day, the day when they narrowly escaped a violent death. This is the trailer for the film.
Michael, my friend, it's James Gandolfini.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Great,
see you.
How you doing?
Why did you join the army?
I wanted to go and protect the nation and defend it and punish those who would seek to destroy it.
Everyone I've talked to knows the exact day when they've been hit.
And it was one of those nights in the desert, I'll never forget it.
I had my left hand on the steering wheel. I was smoking, and then the bomb went off.
All I heard was screaming, and everything went black.
That was the trailer for the HBO film Alive Day Memories, Home from Iraq, produced by James Gandolfini. For more, we're joined here in New York by the film's co-directors, John Alpert and Matt O'Neill. They also co-directed War Torn. They worked together at New York's Downtown Community Television, a community media center based in Chinatown, where we also worked until we moved to our new studios. It's where James Gandolfini was a board member. John Alpert is the founder and executive director of DCTV. This year, John and Matt were nominated for an Oscar for their short film Redemption about bottle and can collectors in New York City. Their other honors over the years include 4 Emmys for the 2006 film Baghdad ER. We welcome you both back to Democracy Now! Great to see you guys. John, talk about James Gandolfini. He was a friend of yours. He was a board member of DCTV, and he did your films.
He was a friend of many people. And I think if you could just sort of crystallize him, he sort of believed in nobody left behind. He didn't leave his high school friends behind. He didn't leave his college friends behind. He didn't leave the soldiers behind. He didn't leave people with learning disabilities, didn't leave them behind, didn't leave me behind. Anytime he came to town, the phone would ring. Democracy Now! And DCTV used to be neighbors. We're what, 20 blocks away, and we consider each other friends, but we don't call each other up. We work. We're in our own little world. Jim's world was really big, and he made sure that he never forgot anybody. And when you were his friend, you were always his friend.
And how did he get involved with DCTV to begin with? Because obviously, the commercial acting world is somewhat removed from documentaries and community media.
Through working on the documentaries, we all showed a respect for the sacrifice of the soldiers, a horror at the cost of the wars, and he worked really hard on those documentaries. The interesting thing about the documentaries, in their essence, they show war in all its terror. They're anti-war films. And the Army has embraced these films and shows them to every single soldier that comes into the Army. I mean, it was a really constructive series of documentaries. he came to DCTV. He especially liked our high school kids. He bought them all cameras this Christmas so they could tell their stories. We didn't have money for cameras. Jim bought the cameras.
I want to go to one of Jim Gandolfini's interviews with Live Day Memories, Home from Iraq. He's speaking with First Lieutenant Don Halfacker, who lost an arm in Iraq.
When I came back, a lot of people would ask me, how do you feel about this? Do you ever think you'll get married? Do you ever think you'll have a boyfriend? Do you ever think you'll have kids? And, you know, I didn't know the answers to all those questions, but as I go through life, I'm learning that it has nothing to do with whether or not I'm an amputee. I mean, do I wonder if my kid, if I ever have a kid, do I wonder if they'll love me, like, for who I am? I hope so.
Hi, this is Sam from the GO Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, this is CITR 101.9 FM, Long C, and we have an extra special live studio guest this week. It's always a real treat to have live music. We had David Roy Parsons a few weeks ago coming with his acoustic guitar. That was fantastic. And we have another acoustic guitar wielding songwriter of very high quality, and his name is Jamison Troy. He's a native of Regina, Saskatchewan, but is based in Vancouver, where he's involved in multiple projects at once, it seems, but also his solo work. I caught him at the Railway Club just this past Monday night, and he'll be joining us later in the show to talk a little about his touring adventures and play us some tunes. So we have that to look forward to, and before that we'll be playing a few other bands from the prairies, too, to get you in the mood. Regina and Saskatoon. You'll hear bands from both of those cities in the second part of the show. Not a lot of Australian music today. We just... I got totally hit by this great wave of great Canadian music that I just had to play, thanks to Jamison's recommendations. And also knowing that this weekend is the Sled Island Festival in Calgary, so that has to be mentioned. So I'm going to play for you a few tracks from the Mint Records catalogue, some of the artists on their roster who are playing Sled Island, so that's coming up very soon. So we can't start one of these shows without playing some older music, though, which is what I love to do. And keeping with the theme of more or less mostly Canadian tracks today, I'm going to play for you The Smugglers. It's been, I must say, I've really neglected this band, but they're really a significant part of the Vancouver music history. It's taken me a while, but finally I'm digging into them. Thanks for Scotty Scar-T, who first told me about this band. He was part of their touring crew for quite some time. And a special thanks to Nardwar, the human serviette, because he gave me the 7-inch we're just about to play. He gave me, from his own personal archives at home, a copy of the Smugglers' debut 7-inch on Nardwar Records. So who were the smugglers? Well, you may have heard of the name Grant Lawrence. He is a CBC radio personality. But before that, he was a member of the smugglers. He was the lead singer. And the smugglers were around from 1988 through to 2004. Featuring Grant Lawrence, Mick Thomas, David Carswell, Kevin Beasley and Graham Watson. But different past members as well, including Danny Fazio, John Collins, of course, of the Evaporators and the New Pornographers, and CITR's very own Bryce Dunn. He was a long-term staff member here, programming director, Bryce Dunn, yeah. He was the drummer for a while. As was Danny Fazio, it looks like, drums in 97. Bryce Dunn was from 91 to 98. Anyway, the band formed in 1988, where its members were students at Vancouver's Hillside Secondary School. And really great garage rock band, the Smugglers. And you'll see some old clips of them on YouTube. Really, they raped it up in their live gigs too. Would have been great to have seen them. Anyway, let's play for you this whole A-side and B-side of the Smugglers. Up and Down is the song on side Nard, and side Tug is Kim Pandora versus Nardwa, and then the song Seattle Bound. This is the Smugglers, going right back to this single came out in 1990. Here we go, the Smugglers.
Prince Charming of my life, baby, and come and fuck me right now.
Seattle bound. Seattle bound. Seattle back.
All right, going right back to 1990. Straight from the Nardwa archives. Nardwa, the human serviette, gave me a copy of this single. He pulled it from his own archives at home as a gift, and I'm very grateful. So you heard the whole thing today. The debut 7-inch for The Smugglers on Nardwa, the Human Serviette Records. At the time, that was at P.O. Box 27021 1395 Marine Drive, West Vancouver, BC, Canada. V7T2X8. That was Nardwa Records. You heard the tracks Up and Down, which was a J. Reed cover. Then you heard Kim Pandora versus Nardwa and Seattle Bound. So a little bit of Vancouver musical history there. The Smugglers. I'll be right back. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
All right, so this weekend in Alberta, Calgary to be precise, is Sled Island, which is a wonderful music festival, one of the best in the country I've heard. We're very well curated, at least from what I can tell online. I haven't been myself yet, but one year, I'm sure I'll make it. So Mint Records from Vancouver are heading up to showcase three of the artists on their roster. And I'm going to play for you those three artists right now. First up is Remy Wilson. And then you're also going to hear from Pick a Piper and Jay Arna. So first up with Remy Wilson with the single Could Have It Been Me from the Sugar Gliders album. Then you're going to hear Pick a Piper with Cinders and Dust and Jane Arna with a song called Midnight on South Granville. All on Mint Records and all playing this weekend up at Sled Island in Calgary.
Time. top skank. Scotty spanks butts, he skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this scene, all show on your radio. Scotty, Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
Here we are. Welcome back to CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Just a reminder, we have a website out there on the World Wide Web, ausstrandedradio.com. Plenty of podcasts for your listening needs. And also some CD reviews. Mia, she forwards some great CD reviews from where she's based in Edmonton. Really great writer. And, yeah, well, I've got lots of good information on the site, too, web links to lots of record labels, too. So, it's time to play some prairie music. A special guest this week is Jamison Troy. He is from Regina, Saskatchewan, but he's been living in Vancouver for a few years, playing around in the music scene in a few different projects, as well as his solo work under the name Jamison Troy. And we had him come into the studio this week. He'll be playing some live tracks very soon. But to get you in the mood, let's play some more bands from Regina. A couple right now. First up, you're going to hear a band called the Ra-Ras. And next up is Library Voices. And then you're going to hear some Jamison Troy, who I guess you'd call him a Regina expat, currently living in BC. So first up, here's actually the band's called Ra-Ra, as in R-A-H, R-A-H. Ra-Ra, and then Library Voices.
It's not just that I was scared back then, I was scared of when you finally realize what I hide inside a soul that has hurt and cried. Take cheats and lies, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back to Stranded. A couple of bands there from the prairies, Saskatchewan to be precise. Ra Ra was first up. They're an indie rock band from Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan. And they've got three records out. The latest one is called The Poet's Dead, and you heard the title track from that album. They've done a fair bit of touring overseas in Europe, it looks like. And they've been long listed for the 2013 Polaris Music Prize. And up after that, you heard Library Voices. They're also from Regina in Saskatchewan. Quite a lot of members on their band. I'm looking at their photo here on the CBC Music website. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 members of this band. And here on their bio, it says Library Voices could very well be the dark night of indie rock. At every turn, they've been met with curses of mythical proportions. While it may be true they've had their trailer robbed on tour and the following year their instruments and studio destroyed in a flood, the seven-piece pop outfit from Regina have refused to let anything bring them down. So you heard there a track, it was a remix of one of their tracks called Traveler's Digest. So why are we playing music from Regina? Well, a special guest in the studio this week was Jamison Troy. We had him in yesterday. We recorded an interview. Jamison Troy is from Regina, but he is based in Vancouver. Singer-songwriter who's he does a lot of stuff around town, a few different musical projects, and you're going to be hearing tracks from his solo catalogue. And we'll start off now to get you in the mood with a recorded song, and you can expect to hear some actual live in-studio songs as well in the next half hour. So here we go. This is Jamison Troy, formerly of Regina, Saskatchewan, Vancouver based, and here's a track from his first album that came out a few years ago. The album was called Searching for the Quiet, and the track is called Wake Me Up When I'll See You Again, Part 1. Jamison Troy.
Yeah.
All right, so that was a track from Jamison Troy off his first release, which was called Searching for the Quiet. And it's got a really great picture of Jamison standing on the balcony of one of those Vancouver special houses. So Jamison paying homage to his new city. He is from Regina. And we had him in the studio yesterday. So let's play that interview for you right now. Special guest live in the studio, Jamison Troy. Hello, Jamison.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. You are, well, I was about to say all the way from Regina. That's kind of true, but you've been living here, you're based here, you live and work here.
Yeah.
But you're a prairie boy.
Yeah, I grew up in Regina, went to elementary high school there, and then I moved out a few different places, but started working my way west, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and I've been in Vancouver for about 4 years this summer.
Oh, so when you say working your way out west, did you base yourself in a few different towns along the way?
Or? Yeah, well, I went to college in the States for a year and then came back to Regina, went to university there for a year or so, and then moved to Alberta with some friends. And then on a tour once, I met a band from Vancouver, well, Kelowna, that I became friends with, and then joined their band about a year later and moved out to Vancouver.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Okay. It's a musical odyssey, and you've had a few of those, actually. We'll get to that a bit later on. But let's get into a song straight away, and we'll talk a bit more about the prairies after that. This is Jamison Troy live in the studio.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Wonderful. Brand new tune there from Jamison Troy, live in the CITR studios. Definitely autobiographical, I can tell. But what can you tell me about that? Because it was a bit of an adventure that you had in some moments of drama.
Yeah. Are you talking about this past March?
Yeah.
Because
we
were starting in March.
Yeah, that's right.
I was playing with my friend, John Paul Maurice. He is a pop singer-songwriter from Victoria, recently moved to Vancouver. And we met a few years ago, and he asked me to be part of his band for a tour that was March and a bit of April, and we went to Toronto and back for CMW. And then we had a few issues along the way. Our van combusted in Northern Ontario, and so we ended up taking the train from Toronto for the second part of that tour back to the prairies, and then got off and joined another friend's band, and we went back, came back to Vancouver. But our van is gone, and so that, I mean, that tune is just reminiscent of being in different places every night, and I don't know, being with different people and playing different places and waking up in a different bed, and I don't know, having too much fun.
Yeah, kind of. I guess experiencing a lot of good hospitality along the way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We were kind of joking that tour specifically, because what else happened? I'm trying to remember. Van broke down, and there was a couple shows that, I don't know, I guess flopped a little bit. It was just like, I mean, there was really, really great shows, but it was kind of like that tour was just as much about our friends covering us more so than, just as much as it was about playing music, you know, like friends coming to your rescue. It's good to have friends all on the way.
Well, that's what I've picked up, actually, listening to your music. You sing about friends and connections to people quite a lot. It seems like a big part of your lyrical output.
Well, I think it's like one of the biggest aspects of my life is relationships. And I guess when you move around a lot, the challenge to sort of maintain those relationships. And I know I see people come and people go, like, geographically in and out of your life, and it's like, how do you maintain those relationships? Because, I mean, that's the essence of life is relations, you know what I mean? To your community and to your neighborhood and to, I mean, I don't want to sound hokey, but, like, nature, your environment, and routine and stuff like that. And I think relationships are a major part of those.
Absolutely. And we both know that, too. I know you through our work in the Downtown East Side at Insight, too, and that's the essence of that job. So
absolutely.
Yeah. But let's take it right back to where it began in Regina. Now, I'm reading out here, quote, Regina, Canada's next music capital.
Yeah.
This is from a CBC news article. Discuss, Jamison Troy.
Well, I mean, after moving to BC, you apply for grants. It's more saturated here than in the prairies. There was cuts to art funding a few years ago, like significant ones. And I have lots of friends from Regina that have stayed in Regina because there's arts funding in Saskatchewan and Manitoba even more. So apparently Manitoba is like has some of the best arts funding in the country. And so ironically, like all of us, we grew up there and we kind of outgrow that scene and we're like, let's go west, or you go east to like to Toronto, Montreal, whatever. But we had a lot of friends that came out to Vancouver and we all realized we're like, we should go back to Saskatchewan. But so you look at some of the bands that have stayed in Regina and Saskatoon and they have access to a lot of funding specifically. And I totally get it. You know, like there's not a ton of bands, so those same bands are always getting funding.
That's what I noticed, actually. We went to the Railway Club where I saw you on Monday, and that band, who was that? Old Folks Home?
Old Folks Home.
Yeah, they seemed like very, very professional-looking band.
Yeah, they were great. I was listening to them in the car on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I got to think, well, they're probably a band that's probably had plenty of access to funding and taken advantage of that, which is a good thing.
There's no need to move from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Say that much, yeah.
Yeah. A couple of the bands, at least in this article, that it mentioned a band called the Ra-Ras.
I went to high school with those kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And Library Voices, that's another band from Regina. So we'll dig up their music and play it as well. But for now, we have the musical gifts of Jamison Troy live in the CRTR studio, former resident of Regina, where you still have got a lot of family. And
I'm headed back there tomorrow. Well, we're going to leave tomorrow and then get there this weekend. Going on a family vacation in Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
Very nice. Good time of year to be in the prairies.
Mm-hmm.
How about we get another song while you're here? What have you got for us next?
I'll play you one. I recorded four songs for a record in December, and it's called What I've Done. And so this song is from that collection. Let's say we're going to play a song called I've Hurt People. It's about relationships, hurting people's feelings.
Which is inevitable.
And then and sort of, I don't know, reconciling those relationships in whatever way that looks like.
I actually did that with my landlord last night. She hurt my feelings.
Always.
She said something that I was really upset about, and I stormed off, went to the cafe, sat on my computer, and then I went back and spoke to her in person, and Everything's good.
I'm proud of you, Matt. Those landlord relationships are some of the most complex ones in this city.
They are. Yeah. They really are. So let's hear what Jamison has to say in song form about relationships. That was Jamison Troy, another track live here in the CITR studios. That is, I've heard people like you, which is your latest release. It's available on Bandcamp, and that's the EP What I've Done,
yeah,
by Jamison Troy, former resident of Regina, Saskatchewan, now currently based in Vancouver, and another lovely song, emotionally rich. I love listening to your music because it's not too frantic and fast-paced, and we need more of that now, I think, because the world's out of control.
Me, I almost got hit by a car twice on my way over. I drove my girlfriend's car here. It was insanity. It was I forget what it's like to drive in the city. I live in the neighborhood that I work in, so I just walk and ride my bike, but, like, I traversed the entire city to get here. It was insanity. Everybody's got to slow down a little bit.
Well, exactly, yeah. And I find music helps me to, you know, to slow my life down. And I find and the emotional richness comes out, too, in your lyrics. And so I recommend folks check out Jamison Troy, especially when he plays live, which he does frequently in the city. Last Monday at the Railway Club. And how about any upcoming shows?
Yeah, here in town, 31st. So in about a month, at the Railway Club with The Magician and The Gates of Love and Hardwater, and then I'm playing Abbotsford at Champion Jack's with Hardwater and Zach Pick and somebody else on the 17th of July. And then there'll be a couple other ones probably in amongst then in the Fraser Valley. And then, I have a website, jamisontroy.com, that'll have probably all those dates up in the next couple of days. But those are the next two coming up, I think.
You tend to collaborate a fair bit, too, with other people in town. Who, like, do you have any other ongoing projects or collaborations?
I'm not doing a lot right now. I was playing in a band called Mercy Years for the past few years, and we recently decided to move on to other things. All those guys are doing stuff, too, and girls are doing stuff right now, too. Penitent Ben is... Ben Mott from that band, and then Nick Russell is another guy from that band. I just tracked drums for a record that he just finished. It's getting mixed right now. Doesn't really have a name yet, but he'll put it out in the fall, and it's going to be great. He's a great, great songwriter, and he wrote all those tunes. And then he plays in my band as well, like the James and Troy band. He's we're actually trying to book a show in Winnipeg right now in a couple weeks. He's spending the summertime in... where is he? Ontario. Fort Francis with his girlfriend out there. So we're going to team up in Winnipeg and hopefully play a couple shows there. But just writing for a couple projects that haven't really come to light yet, but just writing songs for different stuff with different people.
And any other names that you could mention that people you're enjoying the music, you know, around these parts?
Yeah, absolutely. Canadian, like in Canada, my friend Jordan Kurtz has a band called Fisticuffs from Saskatoon. He was on that tour in March with JP and I as well. We were a three-piece band, and he played drums. And then I supported a bunch of shows, as did he. So Fisticuffs is really cool. It's kind of, what do we jokingly call it? Dream folk. Is that what we're calling it? Dream folk or... There's another one. It's just kind of like mellow pop rock song sort of thing. Dream folk. Let's go with that. From Saskatoon. And then another friend named Zachary Lucky from Saskatoon just plays straight up folk music in the realm of Townes Van Zandt, Bob Dylan, stuff like that.
Is that the CD you gave me the other night?
Yeah. I don't know why I gave it to you. I think because I took a break at work and I was like, I'm going to see my friend play at China Cloud. And
I
bought you the CD and I was like, this one looks good.
Well, it was late that you were dropping me. Someone was dropping me home and you had it.
I was dropping you off at home.
It's funny when it's at 4 in the morning after a night shift. Sometimes you forget
what's going on.
But I have that to play for folks too. So.
Yeah, no, Zachary's great. He tours like 10 months out of the year, I swear. Who else? There's a band. I don't really know them personally, but another band from Saskatoon called Castle River that I think is super cool. They're going to blow up soon. They're a two-piece sort of like a proggy rock thing. I saw them play a few weeks ago. And then just old friends. My friend Jordan Clausen is just got signed to Novato Records, and he's doing really well. Yeah, JP Maurice.
Who you toured with last?
Yeah, did that in March with him. He's like great, great songwriter. Great, writes great pop songs. Super nice guy.
Yeah, I learned a lot about Canadian music just through chatting with you.
Yeah.
So this is really great for the show. And for any Australian listeners out there, you've just in the last 2 minutes got a mixed bag of great original music. And we'll feature some of those acts on the show, if not today, in other shows. But yourself, I mean, I think we have time maybe for one more song, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Which one should we do?
And while you're thinking, I just wanted to mention, too, a couple of your latest film clips that I guess folks can find on your website. Mm-hmm. One where on the way back from the eastern part of the country, you went through an abandoned mill or something?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was in the interior, like between Vernon and Golden. I don't actually remember where it was, but another good, actually, BC band, Broken Down Suitcase. They play like alt country sort of stuff. It's just two guys, and they're really, really great. But Ben from that band, he's from Golden, so we were driving with him, and he was like, I was like, I want to see a really good waterfall. He's like, I'll take you to waterfall. So literally just pull off the road a couple hours later, and we like walked up this little trail and opened up into like 300-foot waterfall. It was insanity. So we hung out this waterfall, took some photos, and then an hour later pulls off again. He's like, let me show you guys a sawmill. And there was this like sawmill that it looked like everybody had walked away from like two decades ago. It was like still there. Equipment was still there, and the walls had sort of fallen apart and stuff. So we stopped, and it sounded really cool in this big concrete and metal room. So Ben has a nice camera, so we filmed a couple live songs. And so there's one on he does these sessions called Moon Mountain Sessions, I believe. And so they're up on his YouTube and website. And you can find links to that through my website, which is jamesontroy.com. But yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's really unique up there. Unique film clip, yeah. 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 And your latest one, too, is a cup of coffee.
Yeah. My friend Joe Schwiers has a production company called Amazing Factory, him and his cousin Josh. And they do all sorts of crazy videos. You should check out The Amazing Factory. And he texts me one morning, and he's like, hey, I was just filming a cup of coffee that was steaming on the table, and it looked really pretty. I'm gonna film it again sometime, and I'm going to put some music to it. So his partner, Alyssa, who's an incredible photographer, they both like this like art power couple. She's sort of like they made coffee and staged just like this like steaming cup of coffee on a table and filmed it. And we call it it's like the East Van Yule Log is what we joke is what it is. It's just a cup of coffee. It looks gorgeous. And so he threw one of my songs on there, and you just stare at a cup of coffee and listen to a song for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a nice relaxation to zone out.
That's right.
Drink
very
coffee
meditative.
And watch coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Jamison Troy here live in the studio, and we have time for one more track before Jamison has to hit that traffic out there again.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah, so take it away.
Cool. This is I should maybe play songs that I've recorded and they're coming out on records, but instead I'll play ones that are newer than that. Yeah, let's do this one. This is a love song. It is, what's it going to be called? I don't think it really has a name yet either. Where You Go. That's what I called it. It's called Where You Go. Okay.
Thought of some
Thank you, Jamison Troy. One last song there here in the CITR studios. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And it's always wonderful to have live music.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is really great.
Oh, anytime. Again, you can catch Jamison Troy live around the city of Vancouver. Dates are on his website.
Yeah.
And again, the next Railway Club date is...
It looks like July 31st, like in about a month or so.
In about a month. We'll remind everyone again. And What I've Done is the latest EP from Jamison Troy, available online. And thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
No worries.
See y'all soon.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
I won't miss more.
You said you'd be back in the fall, and I said, please don't bother at all. I'm just getting used to the quietness of this empty house and all I've missed. All the years we spent in vain, trying to sort this out, it stayed the same. Now I know I'm not blame anymore. Sing it to me once again, the song you wrote. We became friends. It's not the same as it was then. It'll never be like that again. But I swear to God, you feel the same. You're hiding your words, you're hiding your pain. 3 years passed, not much has changed at all. Never.
never any doubt you were true.
Hello, this is Rebecca Watson, creator of Skeptic and co-host of the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe podcast, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Here we are. This is CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, and two artists there from Saskatchewan. You first up heard Fisticuffs with a single called Would You that was released a couple of years ago, actually, 2011. I wonder what they're up to now. But they were recommended by Jamison Troy, who was our special studio guest today. And he also recommended a gentleman named Zachary Lucky. And I played you his song called Saskatchewan. And wonderful artist there, Zachary Lucky. Thankfully, Jamison lent me one of his CDs, which I'm going to keep spinning at home. So, we had a real dose of the prairies today. I hope you enjoyed this show. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. We're out of time, almost. There's time for one more long song. I've actually been saving this one up for an opportune moment. This is The Church, my favourite band from Australia. Everyone, any regular listener would probably know that because I play them a fair bit. But anyway, unashamedly, I'm going to play you now an unusual song. This is actually a cover of a Neil Young classic, Cortez the Killer. And they actually put out a record of cover songs some time back. The album was called Box of Birds. And a friend of mine just reminded me of that album just recently, and I've never owned it, but I dug up this track online. So let's leave you with Australian band The Church with their cover of Cortez the Killer by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. African Rhythms is up next, featuring David Love Jones. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Halls they often wonder with the secrets of a
together, and they lifted many stones, and they carried them to the flatlands, and they